Welcome back to another episode of the Whatever Buddy Podcast. Episode 97 of the WBP is here and upon us, and we have a good one for you today. Hey, Seattle, serial killer Puma? Yo, Ryan, you got a favorite band? Hey, world, is Johnny a coyote? All these things we shall find out and a lot more, so sit back, relax, grab yourself a cup of coffee, a cup of hot tea, a cocktail if you wish, and enjoy the show. So with no further ado, Ryan and Johnny. How come that like how chauvinistic towards men that that Zoom with a recording in process is always a woman nonsense?
You could probably change it. It's probably one of those things that you can get a British guy if you want.
We want. Speaking of British
Aussie,
guys, hello.
Aussie lady. Yeah.
Speaking of Aussie ladies and British guys,
yeah.
Hello to another episode of the Whatever Buddy Podcast, episode 97. Here at Ryan. Hold on, you're coming in hot. Let's say hello to the people first.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, friends. Hi, friends. Hi, family. Hi,
hi
folks.
Friends.
Ryan has a pet peeve with his buddy Johnny here. He's going to bring up right now. Question for you, my dude.
Yeah, bud.
I did a little bit of background checking, and up until episode 82, our art was either you, me, or a guest. And if it was you or me, it tended to rotate back and forth week to week. Yeah. Since episode 82, it's been, I wrote this down, since episode 82, I've been the art 10 times, and you've been the art twice. We've had some
That's
guests.
Great.
Cousin Wee Wee has been the art twice. To year two,
cool.
Since episode eight.
So I'm in there.
I'm going on the record is saying that I feel like it's starting to probably look obvious that like I'm trying to. I don't want it to come across like I'm promoting myself. Last episode, I text you and I said, "Send me a photo to be used for the artwork."
Can we just call bullshit here?
And you didn't reply. You didn't reply.
I hate taking photos. I hate the way, like, dude, okay, that leads to my pet peeve.
Okay.
All right? Does stress make your hair fall out?
I think so.
The left side of my head is so much shorter than the right, dude.
It's not a pet peeve.
It's driving me crazy. It's driving me crazy.
It's hygiene.
Makes no sense. Hygiene? What do you mean? I just shampooed and conditioned.
Okay, I was going to call you dirty and tell you to use a brush, but I guess that would be a little bit unfair.
Well, a brush I should use. I don't know how to brush my hair.
Do you ever, like, cut your hair, comb your hair? Do you just wash it and wash it and fly, huh?
No, I put in not Mongolian.
Mongolian?
You know, I love Mongolian barbecue, but, like, I have a joke. It sounds like Mongolian. It begins with an M, but it's some kind of oil that I put in.
Oh,
that
stuff from Target, like Moroccan or something?
It's Moroccan oil.
Yeah,
that stuff works wonderfully.
The fact that I know that.
Here's a funny story with that. So like when I was younger, I had no idea that this VO5 gel stuff was designed for Afro type hair. I had no idea. Okay. We're talking like I'm 18 or 19 going in, buying the VO5 box, the gold one with the black little thing.
You probably had a tight Afro.
Dude. Like, I'd use it as gel. I had no idea what the hell this stuff was or what it was made for. So I would put, like, this crazy amount of shit in my hand. And my hair would always just be, like, stuck to my head, and I never understood why. But if you've ever seen the movie Coming to America, you know, the thing that the rich family who owns McDowell's, the reason they have so much money is because they own a hair oil thing for afros. So like every time they get up from the couch, it leaves a mark on the couch, like where they were sitting. That's what I felt like with that. So when I first started using this stuff, this Moroccan oil, I didn't know how much. So like, I remember like I was on my way to a cover gig and Felipe was the one who told me to use it. So I use it and I put too much stuff in there and it was flat, just like that VO5 stuff. And I was like, Felipe, what the hell? Why is my hair flat? He's like, let it dry. So I put so much in that it took like over 2 hours to dry. But when it dried, it looked like this, nice and fluffy, nice and perfectly fluffy.
Nice and fluffy.
Except the left side of my hair is shorter.
You know, there's, what's the word?
Why can't you just take a picture of like me from like this?
There's resources out there because it's bad quality. Your iPhone quality photo is much better for the artwork.
All right, fine. Fair.
Don't worry, I'll use me again.
I've been under tremendous, crazy amounts of stress.
Yeah.
And I think I'm losing my hair over it. I swear to God, no lie. I think losing my hair.
Is there anything I can do to help relax you?
Yeah.
Stop bitching.
I'll work on the picture.
All right. You remember a couple podcasts ago?
Can I be naked in the picture?
Yeah, man. Do you? You know?
Yeah, cool.
I mean, I could Photoshop it to make you look impressive, you know?
Hey, listen, I do use a 26-inch bass drum. It's equivalent to a man with a big truck, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, you're compensating for a small wee-wee.
Small wee-wee. Speaking of cousin wee-wee, great segue.
Remember a couple podcasts ago, we were talking about bands with the most members, and the most members was the Waterboys. They had like 70-some, and I was like...
75, I think, if we're correct.
Yeah, 75 or 76, and I thought you played with them, and I couldn't think. You were like, I never even heard of them, or something right. Like that. It was the Choir Boys that you played.
Oh, I just played with the Choir Boys, yeah.
Yeah. You know how I realized that? I was in Trader Joe's, and the Trader Joe's elevator is like lined with albums, like vinyl albums. And I'm going up and I see a Choir Boys. And I was like, oh yeah, that was it.
That was the show that the festival that we got pushed up to direct support for the Choir Boys by going because every international band canceled. I ended up with COVID just to play that show, but it was worth it. I would do it again, even though I have not been
Ever, wait a minute. What was I talking about? I can't remember anything.
Dude, I know it's the worst. Hey, so I have a topic today.
Okay.
So speaking of a couple of episodes, now I was very confused because when I heard this, or I think I read it, or I watched a video or a news clip on it. I think it was a news clip.
You don't know if you read it, watched a video, or heard it on television.
I'm pretty sure it was a news clip on my news feed on my phone. So a few weeks ago, we were talking about these two dudes on a bike path outside of Seattle who got attacked by cougars. So then,
mountain lion.
They're
all pumas.
Well, I think we learned by Googling mountain lion that it came back as cougar.
Google, are all pumas created equal?
Yeah, right. And I could never get a cool pair of puma shoes. Never wore them right. They never. Any side note, different story.
Yeah.
So I'm reading this article, and I read this article about three ladies on a bike path outside of Seattle. They're riding when all of a sudden two cougars attack them. Now, granted, before I go any further, I want to say that at the time, I'm very confused because I'm like, this can't possibly be the same story Harris was telling me about because I could have sworn he told me that was a few years ago. However, it's in the same city, which is weird. Okay.
Don't go mountain biking in Seattle. That's the takeaway.
So, dude, check this out. This mountain lion attacks one of the ladies. The other two ladies get the other mountain lion or cougar to take off. This mountain lion / cougar has this lady's head in its mouth. Okay. This cougar's fucking chomping down on this lady's head. Her two friends, like real friends, grabbed rocks and sticks and just started beating this thing while at the same time, the lady whose head was stuck in the cougar's mouth was poking the eyes and punching the face. After 15 minutes of this, they got the cougar to let go of her face. And then these women were able to hold the cougar down with their bike until animal control got there.
Damn.
Unfortunately, animal control killed it, which is sad because the cougar really, it's not his fault. He's just living the food chain.
Cougar's in a cougar.
Yeah, but the thing is, the fact they were able to hold him down, they shot and killed it to find out if it had any diseases, so that lady knew whether or not she's going to have rabies of the face.
Three women friends are on a bike trail, get attacked by two mountain lions. They scare one away.
They called them cougars.
Okay. They scared the one away. The other one attacked their friend. Bit her in the head.
Then just bite her in the head. Had her a clamp on her head.
Yeah. And then while her two friends are beating the shit out of it, they get it to let go and they hold it down until...
And the lady whose head's in the cougar's mouth is poking the cougar in the eyes and stuff.
What happened to the lady that got her head bit?
I don't know. We should find that out. She
lived.
Oh,
you got to be kidding me. You didn't even find out what happened to her?
Well, she lived, obviously.
Half-truth. Half-truths.
It's not half-truths. It's a podcast story
of half-truths.
I just didn't give the end. I mean, she lived because they killed the thing to find out if the lady was going to have rabies. So they got it off of her. But her head was stuck in the cougar's mouth for 15 fucking minutes. Could you imagine what's going through your head at that time? Well, more importantly, Seattle has got a serial killer attacking on fucking bicycle riders and
mountain lion killers.
Yeah, dude.
Like that doesn't make sense to me though. I don't know why my voice did that. That doesn't make sense to me. What? It's biting her for 15 minutes.
Yeah, like chomping on its.
And she's okay.
All right, let's find out. Google, gotta find out.
Google, how long does it take
a cougar in Seattle
to bite through
attacked
your head
by cougar? 6 days ago this happened.
Yeah, that story that I was talking about was a couple years ago.
Yeah, this happened on February 17th.
That's a little bit cold to be mountain biking, isn't it?
Okay, so this lady, Carrie, Annie, and Tish are competitive cyclists and have been riding together for at least 5 years.
Carrie, Annie, and Tish.
Yes.
Which was the girl that got bit?
Well, we don't know which one. Carrie did, because says, but on February 17th, a routine ride would turn into a fight for Carrie's life. This Saturday afternoon, a group of five women started riding from Tish's home and made it to Tocool Creek near Sanaquamee, and it was 19 miles into the ride the attack occurred.
And can't read? What happened to the other two? Where'd the other two drop off? Hold on.
The Cougars ran... The cougars ran out from the brush on the right side of the road, and they kind of ran between the two groups of us. And one went into the woods, and the other one changed his mind and decided to tackle Carrie. Damn. The woman said it happened in the blink of an eye, and the young cougar dragged Carrie off of her bike. From the time we saw the cougars to the time it took Carrie off of her bike was about 3 seconds. Oh, my God. We didn't even have a chance to face off with them to scare them away or anything.
Yeah, they're stealth attackers.
It's crazy, right? I just remember getting tackled from this side and ending up on the other side of the road, pinned to the ground, and hearing all the ladies rallying and fighting for my life. The women jumped into action to save their friend. I immediately tried to choke the cougar, which was like trying to choke a rock. Then Erica and Tish came over with sticks and a rock, and we're hand-to-hand combat battling this thing, recalled Balada.
The cougar had
no right. No,
these chicks are badasses, pictures. Dude.
I'm gonna have to show you a picture. I want to see Tish. The cougar had Virgie's face in its jaw, and she feared she wouldn't make
it. Face in her jaw. God.
I knew every second was going on, and I was doing my own poking at it and trying to focus eyeballs out and get up his nose and in his mouth with my hand, which doesn't sound very smart.
What are you going to do?
15 minutes into the battle, and there was a small moment of release, and Carrie was able to get away. The group then managed to get a bike on top of the cougar and hold it down until help arrived. Carrie's just laying there by herself. We kept saying, are you okay? And she would just give us a bloody thumbs up. She was okay. The whole ordeal lasted 45 minutes. A Washington State Department Fish and Wildlife officer shot and killed the young cougar. The agency used hounds to search for the second cougar that ran off but was never found. She suffered severe trauma to her face and permanent nerve damage, but said it wasn't for her friend, she wouldn't be alive.
Permanent nerve damage in her face. Damn, dude. How old are these girls, ladies? Does it say?
Well, here's the picture. They're holding it down. You see them holding it down? Look at them holding it down.
Scroll. Oh, shit. Yeah, it is there.
That's them holding them down. And this so must be the girl whose face.
So there's five girls.
There was five to start with. The one I'm going to guess it's this one right here. I mean, I don't see it, but look at that. They're holding it down. Let me zoom in. Can we see more of that?
Yeah, they're look standing on. They're standing on a. Oh, dude, these chicks are bad.
All four of them are standing on this, holding this thing down. I feel bad for the cougar. The cougar didn't do anything wrong.
Cougar's just being a cougar.
He didn't do anything wrong. I'm a cougar being a cougar. It's like, yo,
buddy,
kill the drummer.
Go to Seattle and bite a girl in the face and see how it plays out for you.
I'll be shot by the police.
You get beat up by Tish.
Tish. Don't we know Tish? You're a big Warner Dry fan, name it.
We do know a Tish.
She's a big Warner Dry fan.
Shout out Tish. I like that name.
Yeah. Yeah. How you doing otherwise? That's my story. That's what I brought in today. I brought a story 2 weeks in a row. Nice.
Go, buddy. Go, buddy.
There's a serial. No, like, you got to think about that, though, for a second. That is two attacks by cougars.
So would you call it a serial? Would you call it a serial?
Serial. It's a
serial puma. A serial puma.
Is that the new the crypto coin?
Stop laughing at me. I'm a puma pants.
Serial cougar. Anyway.
I'm on the Celsius, Johnny. You check this stuff out. This can right here proves to me that this shit is toxic because it's called, I have a question for you. Arctic Vibe.
That's what it's called?
Arctic Vibe. It's called Arctic Vibe.
It's called, I've got a question for you.
Shut up. It's called Arctic Vibe and it's Sparkling Frozen Berry Edition. What color do you think this is?
I would think it was blue.
Right. So here, hold on. This is going to be worth it.
No, because I would buy it. I would buy it hoping it was blue because I love blue drinks for whatever reason.
Okay, coming back. I poured this in a glass the other day expecting it to be blue. I'm going to do this. I know if you're listening, this is terrible, but if you're watching,
just make sure you can hear the pour. Put the pour up next to the microphone. It looks like Red Bull.
It's like toxic vitamin. It's like vitamin P color. You know, you take like a bunch of vitamin C.
Is that stuff bad for you?
I don't know, man. I really don't
know. I mean, what isn't bad for you anymore?
That's true.
I'll tell you what, though. White Claw is kind of the same way. Doesn't matter what flavor White Claw you get, it's clear.
I mean, the can does say, please recycle. It can't be that bad for you.
The fuck does that mean? This nicotine salt bottle probably says, please recycle on it.
What bottle?
Nicotine salt. That's the stuff I put in my...
Salt?
It's the juice I use for my...
That's worse for you than Celsius.
Well, I'm sure it is, but I'm sure this bottle says, please recycle, meaning that I don't think saying please recycle means it's fucking good for you.
I'm not shit-talking Celsius. I kind of want a sponsorship. That'd be rad. That'd be amazing. Hey,
dude, so a few years ago, I remember that Eagles podcast that I always listened to. It would always be pushing this liquid death water, canned water shit. Which, let me just say, canned water, I don't care what you say. I know it's better for you than drinking the plastic because plastic is bad. But canned water sucks. They used to have it on the Warped Tour. It was like, this shit sucks.
That was the Monster. When you see them, when you see people on Warped Tour drinking the Monster Energy drink, it was canned water.
Yeah. They've become a billion-dollar company in just a few years. They're a Philadelphia-based company, which is crazy. I just can't believe. Like, what made me think
What's
of that is
called?
Your can. Liquid Death.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That stuff's everywhere, dude.
Yeah. They were nowhere just a few years ago. They were a brand-new company sponsoring everybody.
It's kind of a smart name, though, because, like, when you see it, you think it's some kind of aggressive energy drink or whatever, and it's just water. It's like it's
or
a
alcohol.
Good name. Yeah, you think
be
it's
a great name
you think it's like Four Loko or something.
What was that? Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah.
Drink
water.
A bottle of that shit, you become a Mad Dog.
Mad Dog. I never had it. What is it?
It's bad. It was like bad wine. It was like fucking
like hooch.
Bum wine.
Hooch.
Like
what
the
they
dudes,
call it
like
hooch.
You get it for like $2. You dude, you see sitting on the corner of the pet, you know, a brown paper bag, just chugging. It's fucking Mad Dog.
It's like anytime you see a bottle in a brown plastic bag, it's like low quality.
Hence, Taco Bell.
Oh, this guy with his foods. Hey, so I want to clear something up. I watched our last podcast, and you know, I can call myself out whenever I need to call myself out. I sounded like a complainer.
And I actually got a critique from somebody you talked too fast last week.
I talked too fast?
Last week, they were like, I love it. It was an English guy, which is even crazier because it's coming from a guy that you can't understand a fucking word. Hey, Jeff, yeah. I love you. But like, if you don't know Geoff, it's really hard to understand a fucking word he's saying.
Well, that's all relative.
The irony that it's coming from him is just, it kills me.
I'm sure that Jeff's friends understand him just fine, and they probably have a tough time hearing you. And you know what, Jeff? Thanks for the critique. I'll slow it down a little bit. It's all good. It's all good.
I gave myself that critique after listening to us a few weeks ago.
Well, I was complaining about this video that I had to shoot, and the day that I was told about where we're shooting it, I mapped it. And it said 4 hours and 49 minutes.
I told you it was not 4 hours and 49 minutes away.
I mapped it at 8 p.m. and it was 2.5 hours. Yeah. So if I would leave, if I would have, I'll get back to it. It was great. I had a blast. If I would have left at 6 p.m., I would have gotten there at the same time as if I left at 8 p.m. Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's the rush hour. You got to take, like, you got to go out the 10, I think, to start that trip. And just getting out of the city is like a...
That's what it was.
Just to get out, like, past West Covina would take, like, an hour and a half in itself. How was it? Like, how do you film a video? I always wonder about people who film videos in the desert. Like, how do you get, like, shit to power up and stuff?
So I went up Tuesday night, got there. Dudes rented...
Where'd you stay?
We rented a nice Airbnb. It was super comfortable. It was super clean. Had food there. I brought some food for myself, but they did a shopping trip before I got up there. So I show up and went to bed.
How long were they there before you got there?
A couple hours. A couple hours. I went to bed pretty early. We got up at 7:30 a.m., which is something I don't do. But I did. Shot the whole day. And
it's probably great sun's.
Oh, the footage looks amazing, dude.
I was going to say, though, that the sunrise at that hour must have been great footage, like shooting footage. Like
the sunset. The sunset was killer footage, dude. I tell you what I did. On the drive up, I was like, you know what? I had a shitty attitude, but I'm going to make the best of this. I'm going to enjoy my time. And I did. Go me. Gold star for
like,
Ryan.
So tell me, what do you do out in the desert? You just set up and play, or would you like? Was there a storyline behind it? What like?
So we in February of 2020 shot a video.
Right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Have you been in this band that long?
Yeah, dude. The pandemic shut shit down for four years.
For some reason, I didn't realize you were in the band before the pandemic.
Yeah, I started writing with them in like 2019.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, so we took that. We took the footage from that and we added to it.
Yeah. Wow. Was it cold?
It was windy, dude. I got off the exit. Dude,
but it was windy. What day did you go?
Last Tuesday. And we shot it on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Because there was a lot of wind happening last week. Like the Santa Ana, as they call it.
There was a wind advisory. I'll say this, though. It made the footage look even cooler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Shut up, Tish.
Tish, the survivor. Was that even the survivor? Was Tish the survivor of the cougar?
No, you said Christina or Chrissy or something.
Tish was her friend, one of her friends. What badasses to hold that
Tish
down.
Tish was badass and started beating down a puma.
They fucking held that thing down with a goddamn bicycle. That thing must have been trying to get off. It's like knowing you're going to die. It's like horrible. Like the panic. That poor animal. I feel bad for the animal.
I do feel bad for the animal.
All right, the girl lived, so I feel okay. Why do you have to go and kill that thing? Couldn't you have taken the blood and like found out if it had the bees or the rabies kind?
It's like getting mad at a snake for biting you. It's like snakes in a snake, man, you know?
It's like I used to hate coyotes. You know,
I still hate coyotes.
They're kind of cute. They're kind of cute. I've been seeing them a lot.
They're like scrappy dogs. Scrappy's the wrong word.
Yeah, they'll eat your baby and shit. You know, it's scary.
They're like a dog if a dog didn't comb its hair. You know what I mean?
Like me.
The Johnny U of dogs. Coyotes are the Johnny U of dogs.
No wonder you like them.
The Johnny U of dogs. Oh my goodness. Dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, right, man. Wasn't that funny?
That was fucking funny. Because you just said, I don't brush my hair. And then like, it looks like a dog who doesn't brush it.
So, anyways,
hair.
What were you saying about your pet?
What was I talking about?
You're talking about coyotes. How much you love them.
I just thought they looked cute now. But I feel bad for them, too. They get a bad rap. They're just living.
So the last couple of nights on my YouTube feed, I've been getting, and granted, I click on them, all of them. So I've been getting like old school
what?
Van. I've been on my YouTube suggested like.
Say,
videos.
Do you quit Bonham as in like John Bonham?
I'm going to start that over.
Thank you.
On my YouTube recommended, you may like. I'm going to slow down and speak clearly so that both you and George have not a problem understanding what I'm saying. On my recommendations in YouTube, I've been getting old school Van Halen concerts. Like Fresno 78 and stuff like that. And yeah. I click on every one of them, dude. They're so good. That band is fire. Like back in their heyday.
I went on a David Lee Roth dive last night, but like
yeah.
It started with the video that said,
best frontman ever, right? Best greatest frontman ever. Is he arguably?
Yeah. But the video is titled Why Everybody Hates David Lee Roth.
No, he's a douchebag human.
Well, I mean, he really was kind of all about himself. It ultimately comes down to, and you know, it's sad because it took me on a rabbit hole, you know, learning about Eddie and his cancer. I don't know if you know about this. I just learned this last night. So Eddie claims the metal pick thing from being in the studio and the electric waves going through the pick into his mouth, giving him tongue cancer, blah, 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 blah. He's like, well, if I don't have lung cancer, it can't be from smoking. So he never stopped smoking. He ended up having lung cancer and he ended up ultimately dying of two strokes within like a couple of days time. But from a weakened immune system of, he had stage four cancer. He kind of got screwed, man. They gave him 6 weeks to live.
Yeah.
And then he went over to Germany and he got this amazing treatment that was like taking it away. It was like amazing, like this miracle thing. And then the pandemic happened and he couldn't get into Germany.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. That's ultimately why he died.
I hate that.
He sounded like he was a pain in the ass too, though.
Oh, they probably all. Dude, I mean, those guys are like.
You ever watch any of those dark shows where somebody's murdered? Have you ever heard any of those people who are talking about that person say, the guy was an asshole. I could see why somebody would murder him. No. Everyone's like, oh, he was the sweetest. He was this. They wouldn't say that about me. They'd be like, Johnny Yu's an asshole. It makes total sense that one day somebody just took him the fuck out. Like, I hope somebody calls the fucking truth if I'm ever the victim on one of those shows.
I'll call the truth if that's ever the case. I'll be the guy.
Thanks, buddy.
I'll be the guy that they distort his voice because I want to maintain my privacy. You know, like the black silhouette because I don't want to show my face.
So nobody can tell who you are.
Nobody will say the truth, but Johnny was a real piece of shit, and he never combed his hair. We used to call him Johnny the Coyote.
I just think about that all the time. Every time I watch one of those shows, it's always the sweetest person who was murdered.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, back to my Van Halen topic. I just got to thinking. like one guitar, one guitar player. Well, cause you're a squirrel. That's why.
Yeah.
One guitar player bands. It's hard to pull off, you know, but like, as I'm sitting there thinking it, I'm going, well, if Van Halen had another guitar player, like, what the hell would he do?
I thought you were going to say, if Van Halen had another guitar player, it should have been me.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, there's that. I guess they did have another guitar player with Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
So I sort of debunked my own.
But that, like, that's such a weird phase of Van Halen. You can't call it bad because it was really good
Van Hagar?
Own right. But it was Van Hagar.
It's great.
It was great.
Completely different. It's like they're like
two
bands.
It's weird to call them the same band. Yeah, it's weird to call them the same band.
Did Van Hagar do Van Halen songs? I think they didn't,
yeah,
right?
They did. No, they
what
did.
What ones? Not all of them.
No, but they definitely did the Panamas and shit like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if the, here's the question though. The video I watched was the tragic history of Eddie Van Halen, and the in the picture says Cancer Day number 94.
Why you always gotta go back to the dark, man? Can't you talk about fun? It's always people getting bit and sick and serial killers.
I was actually going to talk to you about a dark topic, but what were you about to say just now?
No shit. Well, I can sum my Van Halen topic up real quick. It's like people say, like, I'm watching, I'm going, this is my favorite band. This is my favorite band. I think I have a, like my favorite band changes.
Can you name a favorite band? Like, I can't name a favorite band.
Yeah. My
That's
favorite
a loaded
band's
question.
My favorite band's probably Kiss. I don't know. But then it's like, are those my favorite songs? It's like, no, I think they're my favorite live band. And then I think, like, song wise, I think the Beatles probably have the best songs, but then, like, I think the Rolling Stones are the best band, like my favorite band. You know what I mean? But then, like, Van Halen's badass. AC/DC's badass.
If you had to just go song for song and had to pick one band where you can only listen to their songs for
only
the rest of your life.
To, yeah. Who would it be?
What would, yeah. Got to think catalog here. Cause like, is, you know, slim pickings.
Yeah. I'd probably have to go with the Rolling Stones.
Hmm.
But then there's Led Zeppelin, and there's AC/DC, and there's Van Halen.
There's the Beatles.
There's the Beatles.
There's the Kinks.
Nah, I could pass on that.
Mine would probably be Cheap Trick.
Really? That's interesting. I never really got into Cheap Trick. Let me follow that up.
Which
with.
Is
I like Cheap Trick. I like Cheap. Like Surrender is one of the best songs out there. But they're a weird band.
I cannot understand your statement because it seems like the ultimate Ryan Harris band to me. The ultimate Ryan Harris band.
Yeah. Yeah. They're, I think they're just like, for me, in my opinion, first of all, I'll say it again. I like Cheap Trick, but I just like, I don't think I'd ever like just put a record on and listen to it.
I want you.
Yeah, it's a great song.
All right.
They have
Daddy's
great,
all right. The charisma of Robin
they have great
Zander.
Hits.
Name
they
that
have
movie.
Great hits.
Name that movie.
Not a clue.
I want you to want me. A mommy, mommy's all right. And daddy's all right. The charisma of
Fast
Robin
times
Zander.
Fast Bam! Times at Ridgemont High.
Jefferson and Little Brother. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Is that your little brother? He's a good looking kid. Jefferson and Little Brother.
George is getting mad at you right now because this your conversation doesn't make any sense. We're talking about our favorite bands. And I was saying
George, his name's Jeff. Geoff.
Oh, my bad. My bad. My bad. Sorry.
He's calling you George now, dude.
Dude, you know what? my summary of Cheap Trick is that I think they have great hits and they're like their in-between songs. Eh, whatever.
I'm with you on that. I mean I can say that. The reason I say The reason I say that is because I think if I just like had a one record collection, I mean, the obvious choice to a lot of people would be the Beatles. But I got to say, I'm Beatlesed out. Like, I'm just Beatlesed out. You know, the Doors are another one. I can't. It's just like
can't do
break
it.
On through one more fucking time. Somebody kill it. Me.
Unpopular opinion. I could give a shit about the Doors.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I could give a shit.
But I definitely had a Doors phase. That Doors Greatest Hits album was like on nonstop in my fucking car, like when I was 16.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, man. There's that whole weird like era of like the 27s that die. And the ones that all did, like Nirvana.
27?
He was 27. Janis Joplin, 27. Kurt Cobain, 27. Out of those three, I like Kurt Cobain. Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain. I like Nirvana the best out of the four, I guess. But even so, Nirvana is one of those bands that, like, I'd rather listen to Foo Fighters. You know,
we're just all over the unpopular opinions today. It's okay.
Well, I mean, Nirvana is a great band. I mean, dude, I remember the first time I heard them, I was like, dude, fucking music's great. Yeah. Singer sucks.
First time. Well, I just like.
I didn't get it.
What?
We're
well,
coming out of the you know the glam.
We were younger. Like I look back at it, and it's like they're. The guitar tones. People think a good guitar player is like this shredder, like you could play a million notes, but like what Kurt Cobain played was interesting and it sounded good. You know what I mean? And that's what made that band cool to me.
Do you think Nirvana or Blink-182 would have been as successful if they didn't switch drummers right before their most successful album. Even though that Blink-182 had that song Damn It, which was a big hit for them on their second album. But then they had problems with their drummer, who was a real bad alcoholic. And somewhere on a tour where they're with the Aquabats, which Travis Barker was playing drums with, for the last week of the tour, Travis Barker filled in. And from my understanding, from everybody there, like, was like, yep, we just lost our drummer.
Did you ever see them live?
Dude, the guy's a badass.
He's the show. He's the show.
He is.
Sorry, so good.
Okay, answer my questions. But then you go back, you listen to the Bleach album by Nirvana. Drummer doesn't sound bad to me. Drummer sounds like he's part of the sound. You know what I mean? You hear live stuff with that drummer. It doesn't sound all that bad to me. But Dave Grohl is definitely a step up. Does Nirvana have the same trajectory without Dave Grohl? And does Blink-182 have the same trajectory without Travis Barker? Because the thing they have in common is they both switch drummers right before their breakthrough album.
That's a good question. And I think the lineup change is responsible for the success.
You think?
Yeah.
Those songs were already written, right?
Were they?
I think the Blink ones were, probably. Travis went in, from my understanding, if I'm correct, went in and in one day recorded that whole album, just him and a click track.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm. Dude, the guy's a monster. I mean, it's the kind of guy you watch, you're like, I want to quit. I see fucking 7-year-olds on YouTube and make me want to quit these days. There's a drummer called Caleb, this little kid. He's a badass.
I was just thinking of that. I think, have I sent you the, I send that kid out all the time to people. It's like,
did you see the thing I sent you today on Instagram? Take a look at the video I sent you today. It's a good one. I just sent it to you today.
You want to do this live on the fly? You want me to pull it up live on the fly? Yeah. All right. I'm into it. And then we can wrap it up.
Yeah. Always good to be safe out there.
Hold, please.
I sent it to you and Cousin Wee Wee.
This? From Fail Army? Oh, this is going to be, you can tell already, Fail Army. This is going to be someone getting hurt.
Do not get out this car. Do not get out this car. He is going to leave.
Jeez. Damn.
Baby, back up.
For those who can't see, it's a box truck trying to go through a McDonald's drive-thru is obviously too big.
And it's just cutting the top off of the entire truck. I'll say this, though. What else are you going to do once you're halfway through the truck?
At that point, when it first goes through, if you want to the beginning of that, when it first hits impact, my suggestion is you go in reverse. You turn the car backward.
Dude,
you go in reverse.
What an idiot. What an absolute idiot.
Go in reverse. Go in reverse and cut the wheel the opposite direction and pull it out.
Yeah.
That's what you do. Not drive through it like that. What the fuck's this idiot thinking? Well, he's obviously an idiot that he thought he could make it into that in the first place.
Now, that video is not funny.
No.
It's not funny.
I didn't particularly ask you to bring it up. I just asked if you saw it.
Well, you told me to bring it up, and I said, are we gonna bring it up live in the podcast?
And so,
on this
everybody, thanks for joining us for another
supposed interesting video. What an anticlimactic asshole ending, Johnny. The coyote.
I mean, I've been called an asshole a lot.
Johnny the Coyote Udell.
Yeah. I'm not calling you an asshole. I'm sorry. You try.
Hey,
and I appreciate you looking up stupid videos and thinking of me, man. That makes me feel warm in the heart.
I don't think you think I'm an asshole, nor do I think everybody else does. Just a couple of people out there, which is okay and understand.
It's all right.
With that being said,
you're allowed to your unpopular, probably incorrect opinion.
All right, so this is episode 97, which means we are very close to episode 100. We will be hopefully doing something fun, special, and exciting for that day.
Pinnacle. And the pinnacle. 100.
I still feel guilty about the time that Ryan and his mom prepared my birthday podcast, and I was crabby that day a couple of years ago. So I won't be on episode 100 to make up for the crabbiness of my birthday. I let down Mama Harris and Mr. Harris.
I won't
decorate.
I refuse to decorate for you anymore because that was just not even received. I had balloons.
You had balloons.
I made balloons for you.
I was cranky. It was my birthday. I don't do good on my birthday, man. I don't know why.
And by I made balloons for you, I mean I had my mom give me balloons for you.
See? Mama Harris, I'm sorry. Ryan Harris, I'm sorry. And on that note, like, subscribe, and report. Thank you for joining us on episode 97 of the WBP. We'll be back again in a couple of weeks. And in the meantime, you guys have a great week.
Hey.